Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
It's time for Melissa to explain herself because last night she cried. And look, it's nothing wrong with crying during shows. Sometimes it's a season finale of a show. Sometimes somebody dies on your favorite show. Sometimes somebody leaves, a favorite character leaves, and they make it real sad. Like, you know, they play that sad music as they're getting on the train or something, or getting on the plane and looking back one more time at their friends and all that stuff. But Melissa cried. By the way, Todd 96.9, number one for throwbacks, best new hip-hop and R&B, Get Up Crew. Okay, this is what Melissa cried over last night. Dancing with the Stars.
Listen.
Please. I am going to listen. I need you to explain to us. You said you specifically cried during Iman Shumpert's interpretive. No, what was it? His ad lib?
It was his freestyle
his
dance.
His freestyle dance to Missy Elliott, Lose Control, correct?
Correct.
Now, is that a different version of Lose Control? Like, is that like a slow jam?
No.
No. So it's the Lose Control that sounds. I just want to, you know, just in case for some reason.
Set the tone here.
In case you don't know. This is a song that you cried to.
Music make you lose control.
Yep.
Music make you lose control.
So it wasn't even a. Okay. So can you please explain why you were crying while Iman Shumpert was dancing to this?
Let me first preface this with, I cry at everything. I cry probably 3 times a day. Okay. So that's just, you know, over anything. It could be a wedding on TV or a commercial with dogs that gets to me. Like, you know, I follow this dog on Instagram. His name's Tucker. He's got like 4 million followers. I think I cry once a day looking at his Instagram stories. I'm serious.
Sorry, I'm not.
It's true. I'm telling you.
It's okay, Leroy. It's okay to laugh.
So
this is
I cry
weird.
A lot. Okay? It's not out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
However, like, I'm a very competitive person. Like, I've been coaching cheerleading for almost 20 years. Anytime any of my teams ever win a championship, I cry. It's something about the challenge of having a goal, working very hard toward a goal, and then being able to reach that goal that gets me very emotional.
Wait. This is the part that makes me cry right here. Hold on. Batman Scoop makes me cry too, but for a different reason. So
if you were watching it all this entire season, you saw, like, Iman Shumpert came in. He was the obvious underdog because he's so tall.
Right.
And to get two dancers to be able to, the partners, to get on the same page when one is that tall is very difficult. So we came in, the first couple performances were like, oh my God.
It's like a disability, he's so tall.
Like, it's just like, you know that he wasn't going to last very long. But then as the weeks progressed, you saw, wow, he's actually getting a little better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then about halfway through.
So did he start off terrible?
He started off not great.
Okay.
I don't want to say terrible because you had dude on there, Martin Cove from Cobra Kai,
mm-hmm.
the guy that plays John Kreese.
Yeah.
He was on there. He was terrible.
Okay.
He got voted off the first week. But like, you knew like towards the middle that, oh, okay, he is really good now. And then 3 quarters of the way through, you thought, wow, he might actually have a shot at winning this thing. Only because he was improving so much every week, and because he started becoming a big fan favorite. And, you know, part of the winners chosen by voting. So this was sort of the culmination of this performance last night. It was their final dance.
Final.
That's it. So it was sort of the culmination of all of these weeks of very hard work. He won over the audience. He took direction very well. His dance, his partner and choreographer, Daniela, is really, really, really smart and talented. And they just did a really good job. And you knew when they were doing this dance that they had it, that they won it. You knew it.
You just knew it.
It was just a feeling. Like the whole place stood up and gave them a standing ovation.
Standing ovation.
The judges were just like.
Judges started crying.
Oh my God. It was amazing.
I can't believe that tears came out of your eyes.
I was crying.
I was trying. I'm like, let me like invest myself in this story that Melissa's telling me.
I'm sorry.
And not one thing about
the whole competition thing and you know, getting to the top, and when you finally get there, it's like, oh, you know, the struggle, the challenges, like everything is just, it was so worth it.
So you equated it to like him being like one of your cheerleaders.
Yeah, sure.
And this being Disney World.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well.
Although this year it's Universal Studios. We're not competing at Disney World this year. But.
Yeah, whatever. It's the same thing.
Yes.
It's a bunch of girls doing this.
Yeah. You're such an idiot.
Okay. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Didn't work with me. Leroy, did it work with you?
Nah, dance has never worked with me. I remember growing up in church, they had interpretive dances.
Yeah.
I roll my eyes every time. Like, all right, I don't even get what you're trying to say.
See, yeah.
What's the message? Can we keep it moving?
Holy Spirit. Activate. Holy Spirit, activate.
Wait, then I'll go on the flip side.
Activate. All right, let's go.
Even going to the strip clubs. And I'm not talking about the dry ones up here. I'm not talking about. I went to Magic City, where dreams come true.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is. I don't get it. Even strip clubs are overrated to me. There's nothing. I don't feel a connection to the dancing.
But there's a lot of people out there that don't feel connections at strip clubs. I mean, I don't think that that's abnormal.
I should feel something.
Yeah. Like, what if that girl was like a terrible, out of shape girl, like when she first started, and now she's like the main attraction on a Friday night?
I was at Magic City.
That should make me cry.
There's just some people that don't appreciate performing arts, theater. Like, not everybody is into it. Mm. But if you are, it moves you.
Okay.
You know, and it's ooh, be it plays, be it musicals, be it dance, be it ballets, you know, it's...
Be it Missy Elliott, Lose Control.
Be it Iman
with
Shumpert
a guy who's
6'7"
dancing to it.
I know we got to go. Quick question. So then, your cheerleading squad, it moves people? I'm really asking.
I mean, I can't answer for everybody else, but I know that, you know, when people are competing and they see the girls crying after they just did an amazing performance, I'm sure it moves people.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you guys need to grow up. My God, crying over dancing. Crying over fast dancing, too. Not even like your life is on the line dancing.
It doesn't matter.
If you win, you get a mirror ball, and no matter what, you're going to be on the Today Show the next morning.
That's true.
It's ridiculous.
And you're going to get paid at least $125,000 to do
exactly.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.